Hello, and welcome to the Workplace Experience Podcast, proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, workplace culture, and associated workplace services partner. My name is Bly Williams. I'm a senior flexible working strategist and workplace culture lead at Workplace Services Australia. This is the sixth episode of the Workplace Experience Podcast. Today, we'll be continuing on from our discussions in episode 5, which focused around the importance of investing in specialist change management experts to work with your employees on their return to work back in the office. In the last episode, we discussed possible challenges which employees would be facing, such as commuting, communicating with staff on new services that they can't actually see, such as changes to cleaning regimes and disinfectant procedures, the importance of checking out of your QR code or employee tracking tool, plus challenges around some of the existing facilities not being able to be used due to new social distancing restrictions. So let's pick it up from there. The change management team should consider the creation and installation of discrete signage packages to keep room seating limits and other COVID-19 safe practices front of mind. Remember the old saying, out of mind, out of sight. This is specifically important in regards to where capacity of meeting rooms and collaborative spaces have been reduced, let's say from 6 seats now to 4 seats. Embedding these new habits around the seating capacities and what can be used and for the number of people requires consistent, subtle reminders for probably the first 30 to 60 days until these habits become the new normal. It is also our change experts' advice that you don't move the goalposts. Our advice to organisations is keep your social distancing requirements at the high rate. This does two things. People get used to the new normal, and therefore, at the next pandemic peak, there will be no change. If your social distancing requirements remain consistent, then there'll be less possibility of confusion by the users of the space and reduces the risk also of overcrowding and not complying with government social distancing rules. If, as a consequence of the global pandemic, there are new facilities in your workplace, such as contactless services, personal group storage, or on-premise end-of-trip facilities, then the change team should clearly communicate the availability of these new facilities and how they can be accessed by your people. Now also remember to be upfront with your employees. If there is going to be changes to the workplace in the future to overcome some of the work points that can't be used due to the new social distancing requirements, your change team should be on the front foot. They should inform your people early with the rationale behind the changes so that they provide your employees with the least number of surprises. During 2020, many clients have struggled to maintain their cash flows with less billing, staff stood down, projects on hold, and many other challenges coming off the back of the global pandemic. Building revenues back to pre-pandemic levels takes time, and often organisations need to take a staggered approach to deliver their new workspace for this reason. Do not underestimate your employees. They do understand, and they will be happy to accommodate it if they know there is a legitimate program in place. Once the change management team has made your people feel comfortable in returning to the office and understanding that there are as many protocols in place to prevent the spread of viral disease, we then need to move to stage 2. Employers also need to understand, before making decisions on stage 2, is what portion of their workforce that have truly embraced coming back to the office and how they are now using the workplace. This may take between 6 and 12 months to properly solution based on robust qualitative and quantitative methods of assessment. This will see the change team work very closely with the business and the workplace strategy specialist to see where the employees are still having concerns about returning to the office, conducting needs analysis with the business leaders, and understanding how successful working away from the office is for the various teams across the different parts of the business. A detailed ethnographic utilisation study should also be conducted to truly understand how occupants of the workplace are actually physically using the environment. I was speaking with a global client last month and they said, 80% of our people want to work from home permanently. My response was, how did you come to that conclusion? I was then told, we asked them. I said, how did you ask them? To which I was told, we asked them straight out. Do you want to continue to work from home permanently? It could be concluded that the results may be a bit skewed. An experienced change manager would have asked that question very differently. The way that question could have been asked was, what makes you hesitant to return to the office to work? Your responses from that question would be far more robust and would give you a clearer understanding on what the employees viewed the challenges were and the amount of space that you would need in the short term. Remember, mankind gravitates to the short-term position. It rarely looks at the long-term view. That's just the way mankind works. Often the long-term view, such as working from home, can limit my career as I'm not in front of my manager on a daily or weekly basis, is something that is far from the forefront of people's thinking. Early data is showing across a range of industries that there could be a reduction in productivity by up to 20% by people working from home. Remember, prior to the pandemic, there was only a minority of the workforce that worked from home regularly or on a long-term basis. This is truly new territory. So it's time. It's time for employees and employers collectively, through their experienced workplace change teams, to understand the real challenges. The real challenges that will allow organisations to determine how the new norm will look for them. This new norm may be different for different industries and for different organisations in different geographical locations. So, there is so much more to cover. But on that note, thank you for joining us for episode 6. Please see the show notes below and leave us your feedback or subscribe. The Way It Is, today, Saturday, the 27th of February, 2021. This has been the Work Experience Podcast. I am Clive Williams, and thank you for joining us. The Workplace Experience Podcast has been brought to you by Workplace Services Australia. Please visit us at www.wsagroup.com.au.